You're listening to SBS News.
Passengers on board Jetstar flight JQ520 from Melbourne arrived in Sydney last night, and many were allowed to leave the airport without screening for COVID-19. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant described the bungle as an issue at the airport, which saw the Jetstar passengers leave the gate area unchecked while health teams were occupied screening another flight.
So there was an issue at the airport where passengers were disembarked when the health screening team were screening another airline. The airport have now put in protocols to ensure that the health teams are there and are able to do the screening, and no one's allowed to disembark before that happens. All of those individuals are known. Obviously, you get tickets when you're on a plane. We are in the process of tracing them up. If anyone's been travelled in breach of any orders, we'll refer them to police and take the appropriate action, depending on whether anyone is symptomatic, to ensure that the community is protected.
Jetstar says it's refined its post-flight procedures after health staff, airport staff and New South Wales police brought many passengers back to the gate to be screened. It says 89 of the 137 passengers were screened and cleared before leaving the airport, while 45 of the 48 who had left the airport have been contacted and arrangements made for screening. The three remaining passengers have been referred to the New South Wales Police. Authorities in the state have also had to contact people who dined at the Tathra Hotel on the south coast after a teenager from Melbourne who tested negative in Victoria was contacted after he and his family arrived in Maroombula to be told he was actually positive. The family is now in isolation. The Victorian testing error and the failure to conduct screening at Sydney Airport come after coronavirus leaked into the community in Melbourne because of hotel quarantine failures that are now the subject of a judicial inquiry. Victoria has recorded another 134 cases, and Greater Melbourne and the Shire of Mitchell start a 6-week lockdown at midnight. Premier Daniel Andrews says the next few weeks will be frustrating for those in lockdown.
I think that if we all work together over these next 6 weeks, as painful and frustrating and difficult as that will be, we will be able to get to the other side of this stay-at-home period. We'll be able to then recommence our opening up in a cautious way. We'll be able to repair the damage to the economy that this virus is doing. And along the way, we'll be able to support those who need that support, whether it be businesses, families, individuals, or indeed communities.
Victoria's Police Minister Lisa Neville has warned people to expect to be caught and fined heavily if they breach any of the restrictions.
Whether you're breaking your quarantine at home, whether you're having parties, whether you're having people over to your place, or whether it's about you trying to, for no good reason, go to regional Victoria, police will be there.
Victoria's Police Commissioner Shane Patton says some people have behaved irresponsibly.
We've still got others who are doing stupid, selfish, reckless actions. Sunday night, we had an Airbnb party in Southbank where 15 people thought it was okay to get together and party. We issued every one of them infringements because they just can't do it. Some people are still not listening. And if the only way we can get through to them to listen and do adhere to the CHO directions is through us giving out significant fines, that's what we'll do.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has promised there'll be further financial support for businesses, while not committing to extend the JobKeeper wage subsidy program beyond September. He has signalled some further financial support.
This is about tailoring a national program to provide support where the support is needed, and because of what has happened in Victoria, obviously the need there will be far greater than was previously, and that need will be met.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is warning residents living in towns near the Victorian border not to travel to other parts of the state.
The probability of contagion in New South Wales, given what's happening in Victoria, is extremely high. The probability that we need to be tougher on those border restrictions is extremely high. I ask everybody in those border communities, including residents in New South Wales who live in Albury or Moama or other places across the border, do not travel to other parts of New South Wales unless you absolutely have to.
The state recorded another 8 COVID-19 cases, including 7 in hotel quarantine. Authorities are investigating how a woman in her 30s in southwest Sydney came to be infected. The ACT has recorded 3 new coronavirus cases that are all from the same household and linked to an outbreak in Victoria. And the Northern Territory has closed its borders to anyone coming from anywhere in Victoria. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.